Welcome to the first edition of the broadcast of 2019!
Woohoo!
I am Vicky Barcelona, and across from me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today's shenanigans.
Yes.
What is our contact info?
Well, it's the same as last year. We have a Facebook at the broad-cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at the broadcast 999@gmail.com.
And we have a lot of stuff to talk about today because we have not been on the podcast for, like, 3 weeks?
I think so.
Because of the holidays, and we were on vacation, and I love you guys, but I'm not driving all the way from Lake Stevens, which is a good 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
Up here on my days off.
I feel you, girl.
Especially because I have reasons to why I didn't want to drive around, which we will discuss later.
Oh, intriguing. Ooh,
interesting. But before we get into what went on with us, we got a lot of messages from you guys.
Oh, good.
We'll start with the voicemail we got from our buddy Stevie.
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie, the Packers fan whose team is not going to the playoffs. Wanted to wish you, okay, I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I just need to vent something real quick. You can go into a certain establishment and order a cheeseburger without cheese. Go ahead, walk up, stand up, and walk right out of the restaurant. I don't need to hear that. That is the stupidest thing I've heard in my life. I still want to yell at her, but I restrained myself, so I don't know much else, ladies. Sorry about the banana bread. Playing stuff real, and I didn't get you any, so. But you will get some sometime this year. Talk to you ladies later. Bye-bye.
So Stevie is a chef.
Yes.
And so a lady came in and said, I want a cheeseburger without cheese.
That's really funny.
Don't they sell just hamburgers?
I know. The server would be like, so you want a hamburger then?
Right. Unless, like, the cheeseburger came with other stuff that the hamburger didn't come with. I get it. But it's just, like, really.
Yeah.
It's like when I worked at a barbecue place. It's like, do you guys have any vegan options? I'm like, I have a salad with no salad dressing.
Yeah, exactly. With nothing on it.
Yeah, I have to take out the bacon and the croutons.
I know.
The croutons have bacon.
The poor chefs, I feel like, especially with specific orders that are just ridiculous. But, I mean, I get it. But, like, a pizza with no cheese or something.
Right.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, there are pizza places. Like, if you can't have cheese, there are pizza places that do vegan cheese. They have vegan pizza places.
Well, yeah.
Which I've had before and did not like.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I haven't had vegan cheese in a few years, but the one time I had it, like, ruined it for me.
Yeah,
and I'm all about, like,
vegetarian, vegan lifestyle.
Yeah, but that cheese, ugh. That's a whole nother world.
I'm not going to lie. So I half-assed read this article. And by half-assed read this article, I mean I read the title of the article and then I read the comments underneath. I didn't actually open the article. But apparently, because sometimes I don't want to read. I just kind of want to get the gist and what people think.
Yeah.
This woman was mad because of what a waitress wrote on the order. And it said something like, no tomatoes, no this, no this, haha. And the girl, like, freaked out thinking that the waitress was making fun of her for her order. But as a person who's been a waitress, I'm thinking, please don't kill me, chef. This is
funny. Like,
it's like, it's okay.
Take it lightheartedly.
It's okay. I'm taking it lighthearted. Please take it lighthearted.
Yep.
Because if you've never been in the server industry, sometimes you're at the mercy of the chefs. And if the chefs are mad at you or for whatever, or they're grumpy in general.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's harder on the servers.
Totally. And, like, they don't care and they'll make your food last or, like, come out later or whatever.
Yeah. But, like, I remember when I worked at my first restaurant job, like, Alma, who was the head cook, loved me. Like, she was only, like, 7 or 8 years older than me, but she was, like, my mom.
Oh.
She had, like, she reminded me of my mom, the same vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Alma, I messed up. Can I get this on the fly? She's like, no. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And she'd always just kind of favor me. And same with my other job. Like, I had it in with the, like, sous chef. Like, he'd always, there were times where we'd get angry or, like, frustrated at each other. But for the most part, we were always really cool with each other.
Good.
He'd always help me out.
So much better.
I'm like, dude, I messed up. Can you just please get me this real quick? He's like, okay, got you.
Yeah. So when the server comes back and says they want a cheeseburger without cheese, don't look at the server like they're stupid. Just be like, this, I'm just relaying the info. I'm just the messenger here.
Yeah.
I was just told to tell you that.
It's like, yeah. So just know that it's service industry. Just take it a little easy on them.
Yeah. Just smile.
Although,
smile at everything.
I do have to say, so we went out to a fancier place in Seattle for New Year's dinner.
Ooh, fancy.
I know. I'm like, okay, let's treat ourselves. Because we were supposed to go to Portland, we didn't. I'm like, okay, well, we saved a couple bucks here, so I'll just, you know, I'll buy myself a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, it wasn't a super expensive dinner.
Was it a steak?
Yes, I did get a steak.
Oh, so it is a little fancy.
I mean, but the place wasn't, it was the, I don't want to say it wasn't cheap. It wasn't like super like met, you know, $100 steak or anything like that. But it's more than I usually spend on a meal.
Okay, how much was your meal?
After I had one drink and I had my steak dinner, I think when they also had like this tax thing, so it was about $40.
Okay.
So it wasn't awful, but for one person, like I usually would spend $15 on a meal for myself. So the server just felt very like whatevs.
Mm.
Like I felt like I was at a dive bar.
Oh, like very chill.
Just like, hey, you guys know what you want? Kind of, I'm like,
it wasn't bad.
She didn't give me bad service, but it threw me off.
Totally, because they weren't like, oh, hello, do you want to know about her special?
Because, yeah, she was dressed like that's the vibe she would, you know, she would give off. Would be like, oh, hey, how are we doing tonight? Have you guys been here before? Like, just a little, I thought there'd be a little bit more
of a greeting and like the way they're supposed to kind of present themselves.
Yeah, for this type of restaurant. So it threw me off. And I was like, I didn't get bad service. I still tipped her fine. But I was like,
It is weird when you go to fancy restaurants and you're like, oh, they're really kind of just cool.
I think it was just kind of a letdown, too, because we put an effort to dress fancy.
Oh.
And so we wanted a fancy meal with fancy cocktails. And it's just extinguished the flame a little bit for me.
It's very Seattle, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
Like people around here.
But I've been to places where they're a little bit more formal.
Yeah. Well, they probably have to be.
Yeah.
Like, they probably get grilled to be.
Right. Not super crazy formal, but I'm like, that's very, very casual.
Yeah. Maybe their management doesn't really care or doesn't really know.
Or maybe it's it's New Year's Eve. Like, I felt like there wasn't a whole lot of people at this restaurant because I feel like most people are going to bars.
Yeah. Not.
So these types of restaurants are going to be full on New Year's Eve. So I think they had their crowd early on for dinner. And then we were like one of the last ones because there's like no more servers and no more people around. So I think she's just like, okay, I want to leave.
Yeah, I'm trying to go celebrate.
I'm like, I feel you, girl, but come on.
Yeah.
I've had to work on New Year's like multiple years in a row. So
I have it too. And I'm like totally fine with it, really. Yeah,
I actually don't mind. I didn't mind it either. It was fun. I had my New Year's kiss with one of the bartenders.
Yeah, like you're working with all your coworkers, which hopefully you like. And then you're all just like, woo,
she poured us drinks. Like she poured us champagne and then she kept pouring us more drinks as we're working. It was great.
Oh, you probably felt real good during that shift.
Oh, that was a weird night. Sorry, do you want to hear gossip?
Oh, gosh.
This was many years ago. So one of the servers who was working, she's her girlfriend and her were kind of going through some bad times. And spoiler alert, she was kind of cheating on her girlfriend because she'd bring in the mistress, if you will.
Ew.
So we're all hanging. Her girlfriend's there. Her girlfriend gets real drunk. I'm starving. And apparently everyone's done serving food after New Year's because we closed like half hour after New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, let's go to a bar. Let's get some food and continue drinking. And this girlfriend is drunk off her ass. And I have to, I'm kind of drunk at this point.
The one who's cheating or not cheating?
No, the girlfriend who's being cheated on.
Okay.
So I'm like, and I know the whole story. I'm like, I'm not going to freaking, I don't know her. I don't know if I should tell or anything. I don't want to cause problems at work because I still work with this chick, the girlfriend. Not the cheater, I should say.
Yeah.
So I have to go get puffy tacos, and I think I was so concerned on taking care of her, me being drunk, and getting food that I think I got ripped off, too, with my puffy tacos. I think I paid way too much for them, and I'm like, cool, thanks, buddy.
But you're drunk. That's what happens.
And I'm just like, God dang it. But I was just like, I'm in the middle of this drama.
Oh, so nothing ever happened that night.
No, but I'm like, it was awkward because I had to take care of the girl I know is getting cheated on.
The cheater girlfriend should have taken care of her.
Oh, no, but I think she was crying. I think they were fighting.
Well, maybe,
so that's even better. That's why she's like, I'm going to go get food. I'm like, I want food too. They're like, you got her? I'm like, yeah.
Sounds like a terrible New Year's Eve.
I mean, yeah, it was because we're all sitting there just annoyed as hell because it was just such a dumb night.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like this. That's how we got drunk while working. And yeah.
Had puffy tacos.
Puffy tacos. We do get a couple. We did get a couple text messages actually while we were off. It says, "Hey ladies, I hope you had an amazing holiday break. I found a podcast you might like. It's called LeVar Burton Reads, and it's pretty much Reading Rainbow for adults, aka the best thing ever." Do you know who LeVar Burton is?
No.
LeVar Burton was one of the characters in Star Trek. He had the visor.
Oh, okay.
And he did Reading Rainbow.
What's that?
You never watched Reading Rainbow as a kid?
No.
He used to, I believe he used to just read like kids' books. And it was like a kid's show.
Oh, okay.
But he does it for adults, which I think is even better. And that's kind of what he's known for. Like it's Star Trek and Reading Rainbow.
Like adult movies? Or I mean adult books?
I'm guessing. He says it's for adults. So I don't know. Maybe.
Get a little kinky.
Some 50 Shades of Grey. Hopefully something better. But
it's
all right.
Word porn that you're reading legit.
Which is actually what I've thought about doing for like a Twitch stream.
Oh, yeah?
Like just because I've been trying to like, I'm like, I want to do a Twitch stream. I want to do something. I want to be creative. I'm like, well, what can I do? So I was thinking of just getting books and reading them.
Oh, so and like a sexy voice?
Kind of. Like not like overly sexy, like where it's like a bad porno acting. But just kind of like in a good voice.
Like what would be your good voice?
I don't know. Like it just...
Read that text in your good voice.
Hey, ladies. I hope you had an amazing holiday break. Ooh. I found a podcast you might like. It's called LeVar Burton. It's called LeVar Burton Reads, and it's pretty much Reading Rainbow for adults, aka the best thing ever.
That sounds good,
dude. Thank you, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought about like reading either kids' books or other books.
You should read adult books.
Right. Just read porn books. The really cheesy books. Ones with like the guys with the
she
shirtless.
Has her breasts. Ready for him to lick.
Like, Jesus. You are not subtle.
I know, not at all. I know.
But that's, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I do like LeVar Burton. La, 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 la. Let's see. Corey. Said, from Renton says, Vicky, good call on Capital. This helps a lot.
Oh, good.
Which is the Capital app. And if you guys didn't hear, so the I talked about one of the ways I save money to get my house. Or get a down payment or whatever for a house was the Capital app. And it's awesome because you connect it to your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set a goal and then you can set rules for this goal. So anytime I shop at Amazon, that's my guilty pleasure. So it's my guilty pleasure rule. It automatically puts $5 away
in
savings. Or whenever I use my credit card for whatever reason, I have it saved for round up to the nearest $2.
Mm-hmm.
So any transaction I make, I'm saving. So and then on top of that, I also put away like $45 a week.
Nice.
Because like between a copay I used to do for like therapy and stuff, I'm like, well, I'm not paying the $25 anymore. So I put that on there and I put like $10 a week for a while. So I'm like, okay, it's accumulated to $45 a week.
Dude, that's awesome.
And I'm like, after I had like $100 in there because I moved all my money out for my house stuff. And I'm like at $800 now.
Yeah, so I feel like it just like builds up and you like, since you don't even notice it, because you're like, especially over the holidays when you had to buy this on Amazon for this person or this or this, and then you look at it and you're like, holy moly, I have this much money in here.
Right, and I like it because, as opposed to in a savings account, because if the savings account's there, it's like, well, I already paid all my bills. Well, okay, well, I'll just put this in here and I'll buy something for me or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that easy for me to do on the app, but with Capital, it takes a couple days to get into my account, so I can't just transfer it.
Oh, yeah. You got to wait a few days until it's actually in there.
So if I have to transfer it, it has to be a really good reason why.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh.
Which then you'll second guess. You'll be like, hey, I don't need that other one.
Right.
Fine.
It's like, okay, fine. I'll leave it in there. Right now I have like a trip my friend and I have been trying to plan forever, but we're just too busy to actually go on the trip.
Yeah.
And we took money out for like other stuff too. Like, hey, I'm taking some of the money out from the trip that I put in.
Oh, to pay for whatever. Yeah,
for holiday stuff. So I'm like, oh. And I have like a savings account for somebody, which I'll explain later too.
Ooh.
Which kind of ties into what we were talking about, what I was talking about earlier. But yeah, definitely check out the Capital app, especially if you're bad at saving money.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very helpful. We also got another message. It says, Merry Christmas, girls. I hope you had a great one. I almost forgot to text you, but I just got the kids to bed and was sending out all my texts. So we got a Christmas text on Christmas Day.
Thank you.
I'm trying to find where you wrote your name. You did not. Oh, wait. Buddy James. It's our Buddy James.
Buddy James.
And Marty and Yum sent us some. Everything's all jumbled up. So let me see if I can get this right. It says, hey, ladies, welcome back. Went back and listened to older shows during the break, and I have two things. First, Friends Bench. Do you women ever stand? Hold on. Let me see if it. I think he also sent it via text. Wait, no.
Friends
Bench. That's a different one. Says, friends bench, do you women ever stand or did? I have a friend that I have been into for a while. I expressed my feelings. She came back with, hell no, I did that before and I ruined that there, and cook down and say, maybe he's ready, or do we turn into a plaque or a statue down there? I don't have a reason that I am there for something I said. Friendship.
What? Are you high, Marty?
Yeah, I don't know. Won't do that again. 10 years later, I bring it back up, and there's no negative feedback from somewhat avoiding statement question now, but also says things that show a glimpse of a maybe, but there's no no's. We've always been friends, family, nearly 18 years, so what's up? Do I take baby steps and see if there's an eclipse of a chance or no? Any gray area, I am in no hurry, but would like to know. So I think what's going on, if I understood this correctly, he's had this friend for a long, long time.
Yeah, 18 years.
Uh-huh. And a while back, he's like, hey, do you want to hook up? Do you want to do something? And it's no. There was like a hell no kind of situation going on. 10 years later, he brings it up, but there's no negative feedback, but somewhat avoiding the statement or question now. But also says there's like a show of a glimpse of a maybe, but there's no no's. They've always been friends, so what's up? Well, I'm like, if they're already saying no and they're not showing any interest in you.
Yeah, it's a no.
It's a no. So, that being said, if they give you any kind of, maybe, just be like, dude, just straight up, yes or no. Just because maybe you're making them uncomfortable.
I would say if you guys have been friends for so long and you obviously have more feelings for her and have been for this long, I feel like you have to decide if you can still be friends with her, because I don't feel like it's going to go any farther than that. I feel like it definitely would have if she wanted it to already, you know?
We also got, he said second thing, because there's more of this and it's all kind of jumbled up in the text form. So let me see if I can figure this out. From the path shows, who the F is Sage and where the F is she effing now? She's exactly what I have looked for in a woman since I first figured out who I am and who I want. I am 46 now. She's got to be somewhere close to that. How the F did I not listen to before the show? Oh, is she as hot as she sounds? Anyways, welcome back. Can't wait to hear what's in store for this year. I have a few hard things that hit me and will power through them best as I can, but always smile the best I can. From Marty.
Aww.
So Sage is actually younger than I am.
Older than me.
Yeah, she's younger than me by a couple months.
Yeah.
In November. So she is 29. Wait. Yes.
Yeah.
She's 29. She has a boyfriend, so sorry. No, she is freaking awesome. So she works here at the station with us. She's over in like the businessy side of the building.
Where they have to like dress up and like look somewhat appropriate.
And we were actually going to have her on today, but we figured just because, well, getting everything back in the groove, we'll probably have her in next week.
Yeah, which is awesome.
If she's available, because she is a busy gal on the go.
She's very busy over in that side of the world.
And she's awesome. Like, she went away, worked for a different company for a minute, and then came back
because
a spot opened. And it's like, okay, well, you need to come back.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have her back. I adore her. She is a filthy mouth.
I know. She swears at least like 5 times.
I know, like,
podcast.
I need to prepare myself because I very rarely have to edit any of our stuff. Because
we're such angels.
I mean, we just know how to censor ourselves. She does not care to censor herself. She doesn't try. And it's fine because that's what I love about her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But yeah, we'll have more of her stories and shenanigans and everything very soon.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. And I think of everything, we also have one email.
Ooh.
And then we'll go on to what's been going on with Vicky and Sarah. Says, hey ladies, so I just got caught up. Now that I found Stitcher, I had lost you since the KISW app went away. Side note, we have the radio.com app now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you download that, you can just type in KISW in our blog, or our podcast will be in there as well.
Yes.
So that's just an easy way to do it.
Same if you go to KISW.com.
Yeah.
You can find our podcast.
If you just do it through your computer. We're also on iTunes.
Holler.
But yeah, definitely if the Stitcher app works still, cool. So he says, so here it goes. Sleeping in separate bedrooms sucks, but I get up at 4 a.m. and my husband gets up at 7 a.m., so our bedtimes and awake time make it very hard to be in the same room / bed, so my husband will sleep on the couch so he doesn't wake me and when he comes to bed. It sucks. We've been married for 21 years, 22 in March, and I want my husband. I don't want a housemate. Yes, we still have sex, and, you know, then, but since he started sleeping on the couch, yes, our sex life has slowed down. French kissing, I love the pecs, a little slip or a small amount of the tongue. So she's kind of commenting a lot of things that we've talked about over the course of our podcast.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome because we had talked about French kissing
Oh,
that
yeah.
A guy was like giving me crap. He's like, you don't like to French kiss. I'm like, I do, but I don't want to like, swirl my tongue in the side of your cheek like I did when I was in seventh grade.
I don't want to know what you just ate.
I know. Just little bit of tongue.
Yeah.
A little bit in there. And pecks are fun, but just, you know, minimal tongue. And like exactly what she's saying. All right. She also says, this past weekend we went camping or RV camping and we played at third base for a while. Have not done that since. Well, I can't remember. And holy crap, that was not just fun, but wow, it got me wound up. So thank you for talking about dry humping. It's seriously,
yes,
like we forget
dry humping.
All these things. Like when we were in high school, like it just gives you this surge. Like, oh my God, I didn't know making out for an hour was so much fun. Like you just kind of forget it because you just immediately bounce to the final act.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
So like a little tease and like it gets, oh God. It's
awesome. God.
It's awesome. House hunting sucks when you have a ton of toys and don't need a big house. My husband and I found a house, put our money down, and it failed inspection badly. It sucks and it broke my heart. And when I heard that your house deal fell through almost the same day as ours, it broke my heart for you.
Aww.
I hope you're having a better search than us. Vicky, side note, if you do not find a place in Tacoma, couples counseling is like a lube oil filter for the marriage. Go to Alan Moore Psychology for Union Street. They have a few good doctors there. Yeah, because I had taken a break from therapy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that the new year started, I'm going to start looking for a new counselor.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of still on hold because I don't know my moving situation.
Oh, yeah. You don't know where you want.
I don't want to get one in Everett if I'm moving to Tacoma.
Totally.
And on a completely different note, hardwood versus carpet. My husband likes it bald. And I cannot stand the look and feel, nor the I look like a preteen. He says, since I don't have to look at it, and that he does, he shaves it all the way he wants it. And I know I'm the minority here, but why is bald even a thing?
Like bald for the dude or bald for the guy?
The girl.
Or both?
I think she just doesn't like.
Oh.
Like, I'm guessing both. It says, since he says, I don't have to look at it, that he does. So I think he's referring to her mostly.
Oh.
But he shaves it the way he wants to. So if he keeps it kind of hairy, it's like, okay, that's kind of silly. But I mean, I know when there's certain actions going on, like I had a guy once say, it's like a jungle, because this is before I started. My first boyfriend. So I was like 15 and I was just super like, I don't know what I'm doing. What are you doing? This is like, new. I don't know. I'm still virgin.
There's hair everywhere. I don't know. It's getting in my teeth. Is this right?
Flossing. I mean, because it does look, some people don't like the look. Guys sometimes don't like the good look of completely hardwood because they feel like it's a little perverted.
Yeah.
They feel like old.
See, it's weird for me because I feel like the time now, I mean, I don't know, at least the time when I was a teenager and stuff, it's like all hardwood. Like,
yeah.
I would, like, if I go out, I would shave every Friday night because Fridays or Saturdays is the night that I would most likely go out and get action.
Mm-hmm.
And I would shave for sure. Like, there is no way I would let a stranger go down there.
To go downtown.
If it was hairy.
Yeah.
At all.
See, there was once where I used to shave every single day. Because I shaved everything every single day.
Every day?
I am hairy.
So it would grow back. It wouldn't. Like, if I shaved every day, I would get, like, razor burn. Like, there wouldn't be anything.
I'll have to, like, show you what one day looks like without it. Like, I might have to do that. Like, I'll have to, like, shave, maybe take a picture, send you.
Hey, I'm so down for any kind of picture you want to send me.
I mean, I've sent you my boobs.
That's true. That's crazy.
It's funny because, like, I have some hair that grows really fast and really dark and other hair that doesn't. And this is why I've always wanted like laser treatment because my aunt had her downstairs lasered and she's like, dude, not to be weird, but check this out. And I'm like, holy crap, that looks awesome.
There's no more hair.
But then there's no like bumps or anything either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Like cool. The red. And
Or just in general. But my underarms, my girl downstairs and my shins or like my calves grow hair like a mother. Like, real
that
fast.
That sucks.
My girlfriend, she's like, I haven't shaved in 2 weeks and I feel her legs. I'm like, that is me after one day of not shaving. Like, I'll shave in the morning and by next morning, that's what my legs will feel like.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's so much maintenance.
And I've just gotten used to it since I was in high school. I shave every day and I used to shave my downstairs girl. I used to shave my calves. I don't shave my thighs very often because that grows blonde, oddly enough.
And who sees your thighs in the winter?
Let's right, exactly. And it's like really soft anyways, and I barely notice it until like the sun hits it in the summer.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
and
dang
you're
it.
Like, dang, that's long.
That is very long. I could braid that.
Yeah, right? No, I get that too sometimes.
But like my underarms, I hate shaving my underarms because I always feel like I'm missing a like piece. And it just...
I know, but that's like a big one because I feel like out of anything, like your underarms are
gonna, most. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this isn't to like disparage anybody who doesn't like to shave. This is just how comfortable I am. I love feeling smooth and
yeah,
like soft.
And I feel like, I mean, I don't know, if I really wanted my husband to shave or not shave or something, I would want him to do what I would want to do.
Right. Like,
you know, I'm the one going down there. I'm the one.
Exactly.
Yum, 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 or whatever. So I feel like your husband kind of has a point in like, hey, if he's the one that's going to be like.
But then he should shave how she wants,
exactly,
too.
Yeah.
If he's not doing that, that's BS.
Yeah, he can't tell you what to do and then him not do what you want to do.
Exactly. Or compromise, like where you kind of shave the girl, but shave like the downstairs business. And then like the top, the landing, kind of add a little design or something like that.
Yeah, like
so you don't feel like a preteen.
Yeah, or like the first letter
like of lightning bolt
name or something. Make that. That's what I always wanted to
a
do.
A smiley
that.
Face. If
yeah,
you can do that, that'd be very impressive.
That would
impressive.
Be legit. Or a winky face.
But yeah, see if you can comp. Like, I mean, would that make you feel better? I'm curious. Like, is that going to be more comfortable?
I do think it's weird, too. Like, for me, I want to be completely shaved. But like,
same.
I don't, one, care or really want necessarily my guy to be completely shaved, but I also don't want him to be like a crazy jungle. It's
right.
Weird that it's like different
for me. It
needs
to be trimmed.
Yeah, it needs to be like well kept, but I think maybe it's because like we don't focus on the areas that...
Unless it's real like afro status going on, because I've had that where my ex didn't shave or like trim for a long time, and I'm like, dude, I can't breathe in this freaking jungle.
Oh, like when you were like doing stuff. See, if that becomes a problem, that's not okay.
And I'm like, just trim it.
Yeah, just...
To where it still looks like you got, you know, your carpet, but it's like trimmed down. It's like really, really thin carpeting. It's not shag carpeting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like with a girl, like we have to shave kind of... all of it because mm-hmm. guys get all up
in the grill
mm-hmm. in the hairy grill, yeah. Which also is annoying because let's get real, it's not fun to do.
No, it's, I mean, now that I've gotten older, I don't shave everything every day. I shave my underarms every day and I shave my shins every day, my calves. I don't necessarily shave the girl every day anymore.
Well, especially if you know no one's going to see it but you.
Right. Like, I'm like, oh, it's during the week. It's fine. I'll shave it later. I mean, every couple days.
Yeah. If my boyfriend and I ever have sex, like not on a Friday or Saturday, when it's like pristine, I'm like, you're getting what you're getting.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I shave it, like I said, like it hurts. Like I can't shave back to back because it's like there's nothing there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not fun though.
It's like
you.
Razor. What, razor burn?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, and when you like accidentally like nip it or whatever.
Nick it.
Yeah, it starts bleeding. Ooh. Oh, that's happened to me before.
And she's like, all these little blood marks in your underwear. I'm like, it's not even from that.
I know.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. And then they like kind of like, it looks weird when it stops bleeding. It becomes like a little bump.
Like a scab.
Like,
I swear
cool.
to God, this is not anything bad.
Yeah. I just suck at shaving. But then I always think, hey, at least us girls like don't have to shave our face every day.
No, but I mean...
That would be annoying.
I do, and granted, I don't have it as bad as other members of my family. I do get the upper lip thing.
The mustache.
But mine's blonde. I'm lucky that mine is blonde. My mom's, however, is very dark. So I actually waxed hers the other day. It was a lot of fun.
Really?
Because it was like, oh my God, it's like an eyebrow.
Do you shave yours?
No, I don't.
Do you wax it?
I wax it. I have these little wax strips.
How often do you wax it?
Once a month, every month and a half, 2 months, something.
That's not bad.
It's not. Mine's
pretty
blonde.
You don't have like the shadow yet.
Mm-mm.
As I stare at your mustache.
Yeah. I mean, it's blonde little hairs, but I see it. My best friend gets mad and she's just like, I bleach mine. I'm like, you don't have any. I'm like, I have a mustache. I feel it. And I have like the cool thing I've noticed with women, depending on your like hormone levels. I've seen women who shave their face and they look like they have the men's stubble.
Yeah.
I think it's because they just have a lot more testosterone in their system because I have girlfriends who shave their face and they don't get it. It's just because our hair doesn't grow like guys' hair typically.
Well, it's weird because I have a girlfriend who has the whole mustache as you get, you know, mm-hmm. but it's light, but she's waxed it so much that now there's like a marking. Like
really?
Like you can tell that she waxes something right there.
I'm wondering if it's just from like...
I think it's like too much. I think maybe
she does it too often. Like
yeah.
She's kind of peeling the skin a little bit.
I think so.
In that case, I think she should try sugaring. Because sugaring only pulls the dead skin. It doesn't pull your entire skin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I love about sugaring.
It's mm-hmm. a little lighter.
Yeah, it's not as damaging.
You should sugar your mom's then. Because your mom's just...
My mom doesn't care, honestly. So this... She only
she, like,
did
doesn't
this.
Even notice.
She does this for Christmas. She did it for Christmas. She's like, okay, we're going over to family's house. And your cousin's... Don't shut the F up, and I don't want to hear it from them.
Yeah,
they comment about stuff.
I don't
like
know
that.
How they don't care. It's like my mom is getting whiskers,
uh-huh.
and I'll be like, Mom, you have to like pluck that. Like it's it's weird. And she's just like, oh, yeah, I do. Don't, you know, and I'm like, I don't know how you don't care.
See, for me, it's like a pimple thing. Like if I see a pimple, I'm like, I need to pop it. So it's like whenever I see, I get like every now, I've gone like one blonde whisker and it's like, okay, let me get rid of that guy.
Yeah, you want to get rid of it, don't you? It's yeah. like if I randomly see nose hairs or something mm-hmm. like coming out of my nose and I, that barely happens. But when it does, I'm like, oh, I have to pluck those. Like, that's yeah. weird.
Or I got one of those little, like, it looks like a nose hair trimmer, but it's a girl one for your eyebrows. But I use it for
your nose.
My nose sometimes. And it does because like it feels really cool like afterwards. You don't
probably
really
hurts
notice.
Less than getting plucking. The tweezers out.
Oh, yeah. Screw that.
Yeah. And you cry a little.
At the end of the day, it's like he shouldn't make you feel bad for something that he's not willing to do himself.
Yeah, if he's willing. Yeah, but then I also like I would just do it because I'd be like, okay, like I wouldn't want my guy to go down there with me knowing that it's not how he wants it and he doesn't like it. Like I would then feel like self-conscious about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's a thing too. And like there's a way to think about it. Like some people would think like, you know what? This is my body. This is how I naturally am. Like, it's even if it's just a little bit, it's like it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I guess. But then I would just be in my head about it.
Yeah.
If my boyfriend was really like, I hate all hair, la, 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 then I was like, okay, then we're either never going to do it when I have hair, or if we are, you're just going to suck it up.
I know. It's just like, it just seems like such a like weird, like ultimatum kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was on air. We had this, sorry, ultimatum made me think of this conversation we had yesterday where this guy wrote in to the morning show and said something like his girlfriend just recently became a bikini barista and she really hates it. And he's like, well, should I give her the ultimatum to quit the job, you know, or I'm leaving just to see, just so she, because she's unhappy with the job, just so she can get out of it and get another job. I'm like, why would you give her an ultimatum? Like, if she's the one that has a problem with the job,
I think
it's he has the problem with her job. And this is his way, and you're making her feel bad about
it. Unless she always brings it back home.
Right.
Unless it's like she will nonstop stop complaining about it and all the creeps and this and that and la la la.
And I'm like, are you just constantly making her feel bad and making her feel self-conscious about this job choice?
Yeah, that could be it too.
That's why she's just like, well, maybe I don't want to work here anymore because you made her feel bad about it.
Yeah, I don't know why he would say an ultimatum unless it was like affecting their relationship or something.
But I don't know. That just made me... That was weird. Anywho, going back to Christmas.
Oh, yes.
How was your break?
My break was good. It was super chill. It was like the only thing I did was I went to Leavenworth for a few days, which was fun.
I'm jealous.
It was snowy and it was gorgeous. But other than that, I kind of kept it low key. Stayed home.
Awesome.
Chilled. Slept a lot, which was awesome. Yeah. Just hung out with friends and yeah, it was great. It was great. Nothing really exciting, which is great for me.
I mean, I kind of did something similar. A lot of this, like I did do some house hunting, but, you know, to no avail or whatever. Right now I'm taking a break.
No avail?
It didn't work out.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
So we're taking a break right now. There's just some issues with some of the calculations and everything. So I'm like, okay, let's wait a minute. Let me figure some stuff out. So I'm going to wait a couple weeks to get back on that train.
And
also,
wait till like what, February?
Yeah.
How do you feel about waiting?
I don't mind.
Oh, you don't
it's
care?
It's just something less to think about right now. Everything's like, I'm comfortable right now. I'm not worried about anything. So it's not like I have to leave. I don't have a lease or anything that I'm worried about. So I'm like, okay, like it.
I know you're just so excited to think like, oh, like in the new year, I might have a house kind
of
thing.
And it was really exciting, but it's one of those things like when something falls through, it does get really disappointing. So you kind of get into this attitude where if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Kind of like what's meant to be, what meant to be.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're going to get your hopes up and your heart's going to break every time.
Yeah.
Because like I was trying to get this other house and then like the numbers didn't add up right. So it's just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take a break. Let me figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back to this and we'll go full force.
Totally.
But the other thing I was doing this Christmas break, I had mentioned, I think, that I had been babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't talked about this on air. So I thought I'd kind of bring people into the loop and slowly start talking about what's going on in my life.
Yes.
I can't give too many details, but the main thing is that my mom, my dad, and I are currently fostering a baby boy. My family and I knew his mom, but she's kind of going through some issues right now and some trouble, so she's trying to get that figured out if she can.
Yeah.
It might result into him being put up for adoption.
Oh, really?
And my parents have already decided that if he gets put up for adoption, they will adopt him.
Wow.
So he might be my baby brother.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm almost 30 years old, and I'm going to have a brother that's not even one.
Dang.
Like, on my 30th birthday, he won't even be one yet.
That's crazy.
So it's been nice that it's been the three of us,
mm-hmm.
because my dad was off work because he had an injury.
Yeah.
And then I had vacation. My mom was working. So we all covered taking care of him in shifts. And I love kids. I love babies. And it's been a really good experience because I've never taken care of an infant.
Yeah.
For a long period of time. Like, it's usually like, oh, I'll hang out with you for like 20 minutes. And then, oh, you're crying. Here's your mom.
Yeah.
When it's an infant. So I've basically, we've all stepped up into like a parenting role.
How has it been?
It's been good. Mostly because, like, I'd have him all day. And, like, even now, like, we just got, since this year just started, I'm back working. My dad's back working. My mom's working. So he's in daycare right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick him up after I get off work. So I have him for most of the day.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting. So my mom will get home and she wants time with him. So she takes the night shift because she doesn't sleep much anyway. She's one of those people that runs on little sleep.
Yeah.
So she takes the night shift with him. So I've only had to do the night shift once.
And it was terrible.
It was tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly, it took me a minute. Like, once I figured out the rhythm, like, because he doesn't, like, I just, like, okay, cool. You're, okay, diaper, food, like, and I'd let him sleep on me. Okay, lay down. And then 2 hours later, same thing. Just, like, once I figured out the rhythm, like, okay,
diaper,
I got this.
Food, lay on me.
Like, yeah, because that's how you get him to fall asleep, by, like, rocking him on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, like, when his nails are sharp, he just scratches the crap out of my chest.
Oh.
And I'm just like, mother, freaking child.
Child.
He is almost 2 weeks or 2 months old.
Oh, he's that little. So little.
He's very little. He's grown so much despite some health issues.
Like, yeah.
He's big. He's so chunky, too. I love this kid so much. It'd be a blessing and awesome if he could get adopted by us. But if his family can get, you know, their things taken care of, it'd be good to see that happen, too. We want them to be in a good place.
So when will, like, that, like, happen if he does get placed up for adoption?
Anywhere between, the process could start anywhere between 6 months to 15 months.
Is how old he is or from right now?
From about right now.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah, I think in June they said would be the earliest where they would start that process of kind of getting some stuff taken care of. In my heart of hearts and my gut, I honestly feel like my parents will end up adopting him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a part of our family just because of the way some things have kind of worked out. It has been an interesting change in my life.
Oh, yeah. It's like now you're like a part-time mother.
In a way, yeah. And it's nice because like my dad, he was very skeptical about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we first had the news, like, hey, can we do this? Or when we were asked to do this, my parents immediately, their response is like, yes, we're here to help. The next day, my dad's like, what the hell? I'm in my 50s. I can't be changing diapers. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did this 30 years ago.
Right? It's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? And now he's, like, fully in love with this child. Like, it's his little buddy. Like, whenever he's all constantly taking pictures of him.
Cute.
My mom's in love with this kid, too. Like, we all have just kind of worked it. Like, we're, like, a big family now, too.
Yeah.
And, like, it's super helpful that I'm still living with them.
I was going to say, what's going to happen when you get a house, though?
Like, and that was kind of some of the stuff we had issues with. And it has nothing to do with why I'm taking a break right now.
Yeah.
But I felt really guilty. I'm like, well, if I moved to Tacoma, that's very far from Lake Stevens. It's like an hour and anywhere between an hour and 10 minutes and an hour and a half drive. And my dad's like, look, you have to do what you have to do. And even Brad, he's like, it feels selfish, but it's not. You need to do what you need to do for your future.
It's true.
And he's like, and if we're going to adopt him, like, it's going to be our responsibility.
That's not on you.
It's not on you. And it's like, and you helped us a lot. Like, I've done all the paperwork and set up all the meetings and I got the daycare. And I'm like, I'm the one doing all the, like, clerical work, I guess. So it has been very interesting. My life has changed. I'm not going out as much. But when I do go out, I do appreciate it more. Just even if it's, like, going out with some friends to, like, dinner.
Yeah.
So New Year's was fun.
Do you, like, kind of want to, like, move out so then you are kind of separated from it? So it's, like, you're not, that's, like, not all your responsibility?
No, I don't mind it. And I don't know if it's just because of how we were raised. Like, in the Mexican community, I feel like, and I saw this a lot when I went to Mexico back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that live in the same house as, like, they grew up in. Like, they just move in with their husband and then, like, their kids are there. And it's just that's the culture.
Yeah.
It's a one big family. So when I was younger, we used to have a lot of people living with us, or we'd live with people just when I was little. And not so much as we've gotten older, but that's just what you do. you help family. So that's also part of the reason why it's not so weird that I live with my folks. Like, I felt really bad. Like, I failed as an adult when I moved back in with them. And my dad was excited. He'd been trying to get me to move back in since I moved out. Because that's just how they...
Yeah.
That's how they are. That's the
culture.
They
want to be around family all the time.
Right. And so living with family, that's just another thing you do. So, but it was also, like, it's hard for this generation right now with the economy. And just we're getting paid as much as people did back in the day, but it's... not enough, you know what I mean? So it's one of those situations. It's like, it's kind of tough out there for rent. And
oh, yeah.
So my dad's like, don't worry about it. So it's been nice that we've been able to do this as a team, because otherwise, if it was just two, we wouldn't have been able to do it.
Do you think they'll be able to do it once you do move out?
Yeah, because they still have daycare for help.
Good.
And stuff. But I've considered also, depending on... they say that there are recessions around the corner. I don't know if you remember, like, last time we had a recession. I think I was 18.
Yeah.
You were, like, 17, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Like, everything hit real bad, because when I was working at the restaurant, I was making a ton of money. People were coming out, getting breakfast every weekend. And then once the recession hit,
nope.
We were dead.
Yeah.
All the time. So I kind of picture that when the recession hit, house prices went down significantly. So... part of me wants to even wait and be like, when is this recession hitting so I can take advantage of it?
Did they say it's going to?
Yeah, everything is pointing to it right now.
Really?
That, like, we're supposed to hit a recession this year.
Oh, snap.
Some people say that we're kind of starting it right now.
I did not know that.
Well, between the stock market, and take this all for a grain of salt, because I'm saying what I understand of this. I could be wrong, but the stock market has gone down significantly, the Dow Jones and stuff like that. So a lot of stuff's kind of not going well.
Oh.
So, but on the plus side, house prices should go down. So maybe I could even get a house in Seattle. Who knows?
Who knows what'll happen?
Well, like, my dad was saying that the last time there was a recession, we were about to buy a house in Lake Stevens, a bigger house, when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And the house they were looking at was like 400 something. And then when the recession hit, it went down to, like, I think under 300,000.
Dang.
Yeah. So it dropped significantly. So
why didn't they get that house?
I forget. Well, I think something else went on that year too, or something. I don't know.
Oh, see, I was like really, I was like young. I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, you were
still in high school, just like being a dumbass.
I mean, I didn't really get it either. But now, like, that I'm looking back on it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
So yes, basically.
Well, gosh,
I am a part-time foster mama.
Yeah. Does it make you want to have kids more of your own? Or are you the greatest form of birth control for you?
Yes and no. Because for a kid that has gone through as much crap as he has gone through in his short life.
Yeah.
He's a very easy baby.
Mm-hmm.
He only cries when he's cold, wet, or hungry.
Oh.
Like, he is so chill. He's just like, I need my diaper change. I'm uncomfortable. I want food. And then he's just totally chill every other time. He just likes to, like... I play Johnny Cash Pandora for him sometimes, and he loves, like, country music. Like, he kind of, like, wakes up to it, or, like, his eyes get all wide, and I'll walk around with him. He likes looking at everything, even though I don't think he can fully see everything yet.
But
he's very aware when he is awake.
Yeah.
But most of the time he's sleeping. He's pretty chill.
Yeah, just chill. That's good. You got lucky.
Yeah, exactly. And so I worry that if I have my own kids, I'm not going to be so lucky, because I see my nieces and nephews.
And they're crazy.
Some of them are crazy. And I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, some of them can't even sleep in their own bed and do this and that. I'm like,
just whine about everything.
He's just like, child. And granted, he's 2 months old, so he hasn't gotten to the...
crazy stage yet?
Yeah. Give him a couple more months.
And then you might be.
Right. So it might
saying something different.
But it's nice, because, like, whenever I do have my own kids, it's like, oh, I know what this means. I know what this... like, things that I thought were so hard. I'm like, how do parents know this? I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
For example, when people, like, look at a baby, they see their kid, they're like, oh, he's hungry. I'm like, how do you know he's hungry? Like, are you timing it? No, apparently babies, when they're hungry, will start, like, putting their hands near their face, whether they suck on their hand or not, but they'll put their hands near their face.
Oh.
And that means they're hungry.
Is that what this baby does?
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
He starts sucking on his hand, though. It's so cute.
Oh, I love the little hands. They're so tiny.
And he gets hiccups.
Really? When he's hungry?
Yeah, every time.
Weird.
Like, he starts the hiccups, and, like, I gave him a bottle, and then he starts the hiccups again. He's kind of at that stage where he's eating more now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, crap, the bottle I gave you wasn't enough. I need to get you another bottle. He gets it all hiccupy, and I'm like, there you go, kid.
Drink your stuff.
And I do have to give a lot of props to a gal named Nina. She is, her husband's in Superfecta. So apparently she's in my hometown, And she was part of a Buy Nothing group. So when we had, we heard that we were going to have him come to the house, we needed, we had no baby stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I put out there on my Buy Nothing group, I'm like, if anybody has anything, clothes or furniture or anything that they don't need and are just going to get rid of, please get, I will take it. And so she added me to her mom group, and she's been nothing but help. So shout out to Nina.
Aww.
And like, I've had many people like, hey, my kid's a couple months older and they grew out of this clothes, and I've gotten like garbage bags full of clothes.
Oh, that's awesome.
To the point we needed to buy this kid a dresser because he has so much clothes now.
Wow.
And granted, we might have gone a little nuts during Christmas too, but I'm like, they're so cute.
Oh yeah, because it was his first Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. And it was, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Just,
that's crazy.
We've gotten a lot of support. Like, we got, somebody gave us a changing table for free. Like, they're like, oh, wow, we don't use this anymore. Here's a changing table. We've gotten toys and like pillows. And
are you ever like afraid if like the mom and or dad, like, you know, get it together and come back and, you know, get the kid? Are you afraid of like your like emotional and mental state or your parents? Because I feel like you guys have already like so attached to this child.
So yes, we do keep that in mind a lot. The thing that worries us, so the way, the what I know, or so the way I know the mom is that she was my foster sister growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents are foster parents, and when she was a little girl, she came and stayed with us for a couple of years. And my parents were ready to adopt her, and then she went back to her dad.
Her dad got his S together?
Yeah, and got a lawyer and stuff and got her back.
Wow.
But she has not had a great life, hence the situation we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've expressed to the social worker, and like I do a lot of the talking with the social workers and communicating and stuff, and I'm like, look, I just don't want the cycle to repeat itself.
Yeah.
And so the only problem is that the dad was actively trying to get his stuff together, and we're not seeing that same commitment so far. So that's why in our heads it seems like, okay, this might be leading to an adoption.
Yeah. I just think it's scary getting so attached when it's not like for sure, you know?
And I did see this post. My aunt posted it, but granted, I think she was referring to fostering animals because she's a...
Oh, a fostering.
She's a pet lady. But it was something like, people ask me why I foster. It's like, because I'd rather my heart break a little than for their heart to ever break again. It's like, if we can put him on the right path and his parents get his stuff together, mm-hmm, or their stuff together to where it will be a good life, then yeah, it's going to break our heart. But as long as he's okay, that's all that matters.
Yeah. It's even though, like, I feel like you guys will be, he'll be better with us though.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're like, his parents are young, really young. So realistically speaking, yes, I will say that statistically it probably would work out better that way, but I've been a mom in a way, an epic sister.
That's crazy.
So a lot of my day now revolves around him. Like, after this podcast, I'm gonna go try going to the gym because that's one of my things I'm trying to do more stuff this year.
Yeah.
And eating better. And so I go pick him up from daycare.
You're like adulted so hard and didn't even try to.
Right. It just happened in the last couple months.
I know. That's a huge lifestyle switch, Jane. I mean, like, but like if it was for anyone, it would be like, you're a great person for that to happen to.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because you love kids and you love that whole life. And
I'm very family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just kind of how we grew up. Even though we've had our differences in my family, like, we, as we've gone older, we realize, oh, okay, now we get each other.
Yeah.
But no, it's been interesting. I mean, granted, with my, which I've talked about before, my change of like me doing medication stuff and not drinking as much, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to like only have one, two, or maybe three. But I've had three and I've gotten drunk. I'm like, dang it, I don't want to be drunk anymore. I just want to buzz.
I'm faded.
And it's just like, dang it, now I'm going to act like a fool.
No.
And I do.
Hey, at least you know it.
I know, but I'm trying. Like, I wake up like, dang it, next time.
I was a fool again.
I was like, next time I'll figure it out.
Maybe two and a half drinks next time.
Or space them out because I think, big meal, I'm fine. I was not fine.
Indeed, she was not fine.
Yes, I need to learn to space them out a little bit better.
Yeah, but I think it's good because you're at home and you already don't go out that much anyway. Mm. So it's not like you're
trying to save money too, this whole house thing.
Yeah, which is good, but don't spend it all on the baby.
No, like I said, we've gotten a lot of help from people. But I mean, if something's on sale, I got him a cute little outfit for $5 the other day. Pants and a shirt, $5.
OMG, that he's going to be like grown out of and like 2 weeks.
I get him the bigger sizes. Thank you very much. Oh, I get smart. Him. I'm getting him 6 month clothes.
So he's looking baggy for a few months, and then we'll look perfect on him.
He's not even 2 months, and we have him wearing like the 3 month to 6 month clothes.
Oh, that's smart though.
Yeah.
Is it baggy on him, or is he just
some stuff,
a big baby?
Some stuff. He's just chubby.
He's a little chunk must.
Oh,
monster.
I love it. You should just come over and hang out with him. You'd love him too.
I probably would. I could handle babies for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't get to take him home. So it's, I think, the perfect amount of time.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, you cool. Then if he poops or cries, I'll be like, here's Vicky.
It's funny because he has this thing. Two things we've noticed with his diaper situation. He will not poop if it's not a clean diaper.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have changed a pee-pee diaper, and then literally 2 minutes later, he'll poop. I'm like, dude, you couldn't have waited?
You just wasted a diaper.
Right? But every single time. So we think he needs to be dry for him to feel comfortable enough to poop. Which is funny to me. And he usually poops at night, so it always happens when my mom gets home.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she wants her baby time. So it's like, Mom, he gave you a present. It is your turn. I've changed 3 pee-pee diapers today.
You get to change the poopy one.
Every time. He actually pooped on my mom, but she had him, like, she had just gotten him out of the bath. And she had him wrapped in a towel and was just like, in the towel.
Oh.
And I was about to dump the bath water because it's in one of those little baby baths.
Yeah.
And she's like, bring it back. Bring it back. You got to wash him again.
Oh, no.
It was so funny. I was dying. My dad comes down. He's like, why are you laughing like an idiot? I'm like, because he pooped in the towel.
And then that towel's like, just throw it away.
No, actually, I just rinsed it off in the shower and then threw it in the wash. It was fine. It was fine. It's totally fine.
See, you got to love the kids to handle all that.
It's not as bad. I feel like I've dealt with just as bad with adults, with like drunk adults.
Pooping themselves?
I've had to clean up some bathroom crap in restaurants before.
Oh, yeah, but that's terrible. Well, people don't even know them.
People smeared it on the walls. It was gross.
What is wrong with people?
Exactly. Anywho.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions or any advice or anything like that, parenting thing, please let me know.
Yeah, help you out.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing. Advice. Let's get real.
Because there's a lot of stuff like I didn't realize that you are supposed to do, not supposed to do. Like, did you know? I mean, I knew this one, that car seat and cribs expire.
No.
They do. So
like after how long?
I think 4 or 5 years.
Really? Well, you don't really need car seats after. Do you need either
unless
of them
you have multiple kids. So if you have multiple kids and stuff. They're supposed to be in a car seat up to, I think, 70, 75 pounds. So that could be up until,
dang,
like,
really?
They're like 7 or 8 years old. But like, it's not the same as like the baby car seat, but this is like a booster seat situation.
Okay. Do they just break, or they're just not as safe?
Just assume it's like the warranty thing. Like if something were to happen wrong with them, the company's like, well, it's expired. It's not on us.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's like if you eat tuna that was expired out of a can, it's like, well, it was expired.
Sorry, you almost died.
But yeah, that kind of situation. But I also found out you're not supposed to put anything in them between the baby and the car seat. Because the car seat that we got had like a little sleeping bag thing, which was really cool. But someone had explained to me, it's like, no, you're not supposed to, because if you were to get into an accident, you can't, like, the manufacturer of the car seat can say, oh, you had something that was interfering with the car seat, so it's not our fault.
So if you got in a car seat or a car wreck and then something happened to the kid.
Like, let's say there was something that, like, broke on the car seat and it, like, hurt the kid or whatever.
Oh,
they immediately, it's like, nope, we're not going to assume responsibility because you tampered with it, basically.
I didn't know you could sue, like, the car seat company.
I mean, people can sue for anything.
That's true, but, like, I wouldn't think of, oh, we're in a car wreck, so we're going to, you know.
But it's also the car seat company saying, like, look, you are now changing our design.
Yeah.
You're changing the way we have intended for this product to work.
I mean, that makes sense that you're not supposed to screw with it.
Exactly. So yeah. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
But I'm learning a
lot.
You
would never think about suing a car seat company,
though,
probably.
Well, that too. But, like, you know, you want your kid to be as protected and as safe as possible.
Totally.
And so I'm learning all these things.
God, you're going to be a legit mom once you're actually, like, a real mom.
Right? Or someone's like, oh, can you hold my baby? I'm like, I got this. I can change the diaper. Side note, babies, when they're newborn, are really wrinkly.
Yeah.
So when they poo, it's in all the crevices.
Ew.
So I have to, like, move everything around. I'm like, dude, how is it that there's still poo here?
Oh, they're really wrinkly. Is he less wrinkly now?
Yeah.
He's 2 months.
Yeah, he's less,
like,
wrinkly, but he's still a boy, so I have to, like, get in there to clean stuff.
Get in all the areas
because it hides.
Oh, and then you still smell it, and you're like, "What the heck is that?"
And I'm like, "God dang it!" He's almost peed on me once.
Almost.
And this was like when he was newborn.
Did you block it?
Yeah. Like I saw it coming out. I'm like, ah! And I put the diaper down. I'm like, oh, nope, nope, nope. Finish peeing. Changing the diaper. But he did pee all over his the changing table mat.
Did you have to wash that?
Yeah, you just throw in the wash. It's fine. It's a cloth.
You guys probably do so much more laundry.
I mean, recently, yes, because we've gotten a lot of clothing. And so we wash it all before we put it on him.
Oh.
Just in case. Because some of it's gifted from people and we don't know if he has any allergies yet.
Yeah.
So it's just, we just wash everything as a precaution.
And he's healthy? He's good? You've taken him to doctors?
Yeah, everything's good. He's growing. The only thing that he has is like a stuffy nose that's constantly there. He's not sick. He just has a stuffy nose. So I'm the designated booger drainer.
Oh my God. Your life is just so glamorous.
It's actually kind of fun. Because you have to spray like a saline into his nose or like drip it into his nose. So it kind of gets some water basically up in there. And then you just suction it all out. It's not really hard.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
I feel like I've done worse.
Obviously.
I mean, it's like popping a pimple. It's like, that's gross, and that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that's why I said you'd be you're the perfect person for this to happen to.
All right, well, let's move on a little bit from baby talk.
Baby.
It is the beginning of the year, first podcast of the year.
Yes.
And people talk about resolutions all the time. I don't like making them because I always end up not doing them.
I love resolutions.
What are yours this year?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing dry January, so no drinking.
Me too.
Yeah.
Not drink.
So not drinking at least till, I kind of want to do part of February, but.
See if you can get to like Valentine's Day.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. But at the moment, I'm just doing dry January because it's easier to say, you know.
Right.
So then we'll see. And then the opposite of my resolution is to beer bong. Keg stand and shotgun and beer all successfully in 2019.
Ooh, do you kind of have any days? Like, I know we had jokingly said on air, like, it should be around my birthday.
Yeah, that's if you're going to do them with me.
Yeah. Because I've never done them either. It's not necessarily my resolution, but I'd be down for trying to do it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be so down to do it for your birthday. That means I really have to practice, though, because it's actually, like, way harder. Have you tried any of them?
No. I've never done any of them.
Watch you just be able to crush all three and then we just be like, damn it, Vicky, like your first try. And I'll be like, okay, then cool.
But maybe once February hits, I'll try doing a shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah. Because shotgun is like, you don't need anything but a beer. The other two, you like need props.
Right. You need a keg.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never tried the keg stand. I've tried the other two and they failed epically.
We should do it at Pain in the Grass.
Ooh, a keg stand?
Mm-hmm.
That would be dope.
Oh my God. That'd be so much fun.
That would be really fun. But are we going to do all three of these in one day? Because we're going to be drunk. You better get your tolerance up because that's three beers.
Yeah.
Like really fast.
Here's the thing, though. The beer bong.
I always say beer pong and everyone's like, you can't play beer pong. What? And I'm like, no, beer bong, bong.
Bong, 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 bong. I don't know how many beers that is, if that's one or two.
It's one.
Okay. And then,
well, I mean, I guess you can make it two. You can make it as many as you want. They just pour it down. Mm-hmm. It's usually one.
And then shotgunning is one beer.
Yeah.
But I feel like doing a keg stand, you don't have to drink a beer's worth. You just take a couple good gulps.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't know how fast it comes out.
Because I feel like you have to suck on it. I don't know how that works.
See, I don't either. And then you're upside down. And then, like, how do you get down? Like, do you just, your legs?
No, people hold your legs down.
Well, I know. They hold them up. Mm-hmm. But, like, how do you know when you want to come back down?
I don't know.
You can start kicking them?
You can do what I've done in, like, BDSM situations. Like, when my mouth is not disposable or I'm not able to speak. So one of the things is you'll keep your legs crossed, like your ankles.
Uh-huh.
And then the second you want to be done, you split them apart. So you
but
put
I
them
need,
straight.
Maybe it'd be the opposite because I need like a dope ass picture of me doing a keg stand with my legs like normal.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can just pose. But I mean, cross would be kind of cool. Like, oh, I got this. Hey.
Hey, but I don't really. I know. I wonder how long like a keg stand is. But either way, it's going to be a lot of beer.
Yeah.
In one day.
We'll figure it out. Maybe one in the morning, one for lunch, and one for dinner.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam. God, hopefully you're sober-ish enough to do maybe the keg stands first.
Yeah.
To get that out of the way. Ooh. What about you? You don't have any resolutions?
Kind of. So my best friend and I, Ashton, her birthday is 2 weeks exactly before mine. And we are turning 30 this year.
Dirty 30.
And we're still trying to figure out what we want to do for our birthday. Like if we're going to do something joint or if we're doing two separate things. Because the problem with my birthday is that it lands like the weekend before or on the week of Labor Day. Because it's 28th.
Oh.
So last year was, Foo Fighters were in town. Yeah. There's Bumper Shoe, PAX. There's just so much stuff going on, so I can never, like, celebrate with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm debating. I'm like, maybe I'll just go out of town. Go, like, she wants to go to Chelan. I'm like, maybe I'll go to Astoria. I don't know. Maybe we'll go both go to Chelan and go rent a boat. We haven't fully decided.
Oh, that'd be cool, because it's summertime. Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we had planned on, and Rev was kind of the thing to this, but it's kind of morphed from Rev's idea. Have you seen the cake smash pictures that people do? So we thought, let's do one for our 30th birthday. We'll do, like, a silly one where we're smashing a cake like a child. And then we'll do, like, cute pictures of us in cute dresses. It has evolved. I took her to go see Maria Brinker in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw her wear, like, this goddessy dress with this giant slit up the leg. And it just, like, it's flowy and super sexy. So instead of wearing, like, an evening gown or something for our pictures, we're going to wear, like, kind of goddessy, gothy kind of dresses.
That'd be dope. And Are you guys going to be together or separate?
We're going to do both.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Because our birthdays are so close to each other, it's like our joint thing that we're going to do. So we're going to save up money and we're going to get our hair did, get, you know, our outfits. I think I already have my outfit. I just got to tone up, because that's part of my resolution, is I want to look great in these pictures.
Oh.
And just health-wise, too. It's like I want to get back into the gym. I want to eat better, because living with my parents, I don't know if you know this, but Mexicans eat a lot of carbs. And so I'm trying real hard to avoid eating as many, especially when I don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, I'm not putting myself on a diet. I'm just monitoring what I'm eating.
Is that a lifestyle change?
It's a lifestyle change. Did you see that on Q13?
No. Oh,
I was like, Ellen was talking about that.
Oh, was she?
But one of the ways that her and I are keeping each other accountable,
you and Ashton,
mm-hmm, is that we take a picture of what we're eating, or we text each other what we're eating.
Every meal?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we text each other all day anyways.
Everything you eat, mm-hmm, you text? Oh,
I mean, except,
man.
I mean, I'm not going to tell her when I have, like, a kiss, like a little Hershey kiss. I'm not like, okay, whatever, it's a little guy, or same with her. But, like, for our breakfast, she's like, I had oatmeal in this. I'm like, cool, I had cereal and coffee. And for lunch, I'm like, this is my lunch and these are my snacks. And it's just, it's helping us stay accountable. Like, and we fuel off of each other's positive energy. It's like, hell yeah, girl, get it. That looks great.
So if, like, you had a slice of cake, would you message her that?
Yeah, like the first day that we were doing this, I forgot I had agreed to this because it was late at night when I agreed to this. It was my idea too. I'm like, we should do this. And then I passed out. She's like, okay, so I'm having oatmeal and this and this. And she sent me a picture. I'm like, what the hell are you sending? Oh, crap.
Ah!
And I messaged her. I'm like, I had pizza for breakfast.
I won't even lie.
I'm not taking a picture of that, but I had a couple slices of pizza for breakfast.
I forgot that we made this deal.
And so I'm like, okay. So having that set, it's like, okay. Like, I don't want to lie to her and I don't want to.
So if she sent you a picture of cake, what would you say?
I'd be like, damn it, girl, that looks great. But it's like,
that is not, like, gonna help.
But it's not, I'm not here to, like, make her feel bad or anything, because it's not, we're not on a diet. Like I said, we're just kind of, like me, I think she's a little bit more strict about it than I am. I think she's counting her calories. I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to change a few details.
Just be better.
Yeah, little by little. And then once I kind of get that, then I'll start doing more and more and more. I'm actually going to go try to get my containers for meal prepping. And I went and I'm starting to eat, like, salads for lunch and stuff like that now.
Well, that's good.
So it's, yeah, I just want to look real hot for my 30th picture.
Hell yeah, because if you want those pictures forever, you want to look back at them and be
right.
Like,
I'm like, damn.
I was a hot 30-year-old.
And, like, the last 2 years have been a very interesting transition for me, and I feel like I have gained weight. And it's just, a lot of it was the depression weight.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, I'm not afraid to admit it. Like, it's not excited about it, but I'm not ashamed of it either.
Good.
So it's like, okay, well, let's fix this. Let's take care of this. So that's kind of my goal. My resolution is to look real sexy for my 30th birthday.
Which is?
August.
All right. That's so, a good
8 months.
8 months?
Mm-hmm. So it's plenty of time. Like, if I really had to put a number on it, I'd like to lose about 30, 40 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'm like, I'm very fortunate. Like, I'm not to humble brag, but I'm like, as much as I have gained weight, I feel like it's fairly proportionate.
Yeah. You don't gain it just all in one place.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. It just kind of.
You're like, I still look good.
Yeah. I'm like, I could still rock this. It's fine. But I mean, I would like to be stronger and.
Yeah,
badass. Like, I want to look like a warrior woman with muscles and
hell yeah, and just, like, feel healthier kind of thing. Girl, good for you.
Yep,
was so your? I know you and your mom were gonna, like, you were gonna help your mom kind of work out last year.
So, I tried real hard with her.
Yeah,
I bought her a yoga mat.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, mom. Like, I know you're not ready for yoga because she's got a lot of, like, issues and stuff. She apparently has arthritis in some parts of her feet and all this other stuff. So I'm like, Mom, we're not going to do yoga yet. We're just going to learn to stretch. So I'm like showing her like, well, this is the routine. We're doing these stretches. And I got her to do it one day and she would not stop farting and giggling.
Really?
And I'm like, God, and like, Mom, just take it seriously. I'm like, Mom, you got to do it this way. She's like, I can't do it. And then she just accidentally fart and then just start laughing. I'm like, Mom.
You're like, I'm not going to want to teach you if you keep doing this.
And so I'm like, I give up with her. I'm like, I'm done.
Is she okay? Is she like, fine, whatever. She doesn't care.
Yeah. She just kind of does her thing.
Well, as long as she's happy.
I mean, she seems like it, so it's good. Fine.
So you won't be taking her to your gym?
No, I've invited her, but she also has got plantar fasciitis, so her feet hurt all the time. Plus, she's on her feet all day, but maybe I'll get my dad to go to the gym with me.
Hell yeah. So, it's better with a buddy.
Yeah. But my brother has also studied a lot of that stuff, so I'm like, hey, I went to the gym Monday, and I ended up hurting myself.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I felt like they were almost like shin splints, but in my knees.
Ow.
Like on the sides of my knees. So I had to like heat pad it and like ice pad it up. So I have to like roll out when I go to the gym today.
Yeah.
And I texted my brother. I'm like, okay, what do you recommend? And he gave me like the lowdown on what to do because he's an athlete.
Good.
So I'm excited. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I'm like actively trying to do this now that I have
something to actually look forward to, like doing it
that
for.
And also just having the schedule, like with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I can't pick him up until like 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So right after work, I just go to the gym and then I pick him up because it's on the way home.
Oh, that's perfect.
So it's just like, I'm like, okay, this is a lifestyle change in a sense. It's like, okay, I'm scheduling myself to where I can do all this stuff.
Yeah. So then rather than like going home first and then taking mm-hmm. a nap and then being like,
right.
Oh.
It feels like it fits a lot better.
Good.
So wish me luck, guys. And we actually want to hear about your resolutions. Do you believe in resolutions?
I love resolutions. Yes. Or if you think they're stupid, or if you're like a mom or a dad, or you deal with newborns all the time or know what Vicky's going through.
Yeah, fostering. Advice. If you guys have any questions or advice, how was your Christmas break? Have you done a dry January before? Or anything like that.
We're over a weekend.
One of the things that we will talk about on the next episode, because we figured we'd give ourselves a week. We talked about this sometime last year, and we decided to see what would it be like we had regular jobs and we did our hair and makeup and dressed up and not our most casual, comfy clothes at work.
I'm really hoping you guys all texted and said you guys don't want us to do this because I really don't want to do this. So.
I used to do my makeup and hair every day when I first started working here. And then it gets to the point where I'm like, I'm waking up too early. I'd rather sleep in an extra 20 to 30 minutes than
Hell
to do
yeah.
my makeup.
I would too.
And do my hair. I mean, I do my hair sometimes, but
I just brush it.
But I always wear jeans or leggings and just comfy clothes. I'm like, I wonder, like, I see girls going to work and look so cute. I'm like,
yeah, it's because they wake up way later.
Exactly.
And they have to. Let's get real.
But we had discussed doing this as a week challenge.
Yeah.
Realistically, it's 5 days, Sarah.
Yeah.
So next week we'll talk about it and we'll start Thursday, or do you want to start the Wednesday?
Let's see how we're feeling next week. I'm really glad we're not feeling it or doing it this week because I don't feel very good. I sound kind of weird.
Yeah, you're a little sicky.
So thank you. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, if I had to wake up earlier to like do my makeup, I'd cry.
We'll discuss it Wednesday. And if we start it, we will start it Thursday.
Sounds great.
And then we can have Sage in here for her input.
Oh yeah. She already dresses cute. So.
I know, right? That's part of the reason why it's kind of inspired me. I'm like, she's so cute.
I know, but like, we're not trying to impress anyone here, are we?
No, but
are you? Are there any salespeople? You're like,
no. Everyone's taken. I'm like Joe, myself, and I don't know if Ted's still single. We're like the only single ones at the station.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess Cece too.
Oh yeah, Cece. What about Brie?
I actually don't know her situation.
I think she's single.
All right, for KSW.
Oh, just KSW. Well, yeah, there's like
three of us.
Huh. Oh yeah. Well, no. Ian.
No, he's Kevin. Got a girlfriend. Kevin's got a girlfriend.
Kevin, what? They both do?
He brought her to the Christmas party.
Really?
Yes.
How many drinks were I in?
I don't know, Sarah. A lot.
Wait, Kevin did?
Yeah, both of them did.
No, I know Ian did.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah, I met his girlfriend there because I've seen pictures of her, but I'd never met her.
Kevin, though? Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's adorable.
I'm losing it, guys.
Yeah, so it is basically Joey D's, myself, and I think Ted.
I think you guys need to just have a threesome then.
No. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.